Right now, somewhere in the world, a newborn's brain is forming synapses faster than you can read this sentence. 1.8 million connections every single second. This isn't science fiction. It's the quiet miracle happening inside every infant's skull, invisible to the naked eye, yet more dramatic than any first step or word. While we obsess over developmental milestones we can see, the real transformation unfolds in darkness as billions of neurons wire themselves into the most complex structure in the known universe. What makes this even more remarkable? The brain isn't following a rigid blueprint. It's building itself in response to the world it encounters, sculpting its architecture based on every touch, sound, and interaction. For decades, we've swung between extremes, first believing environment shapes everything, then crediting genes for all outcomes. The truth is far more nuanced and fascinating. Yes, genes matter enormously. They orchestrate the brain's developmental sequence, explaining why babies worldwide hit identical milestones on similar schedules. The nervous system matures from tail to head. The spinal cord and brainstem arrive nearly complete at birth to manage breathing and heartbeat, while higher regions progressively take control as the cerebellum, limbic system, and cerebral cortex mature. But here's the twist. Babies arrive with primitive brains precisely because they need to learn. Their brains are adaptation machines, built to wire themselves according to their specific environment. Every sensation modifies neural connections for future processing. This explains the devastating outcomes when Romanian orphans received minimal human contact. Their brains literally couldn't develop properly without sensory input. Meanwhile, babies raised in stimulating, responsive environments showed dramatically different neural patterns. The brain's remarkable plasticity means experience literally sculpts circuits. Nature programs the developmental sequence, but nurture determines its quality at every stage, creating endless interactions that ultimately wire each unique brain. By day 25 after conception, a neural plate folds into a tube that transforms within 3 weeks into forebrain, midbrain, and hindbrain. By 6 weeks, all major components emerge: pons, medulla, cerebellum, thalamus, and cerebral cortex. At 8 weeks, the 2-inch fetus has every major organ system in place. The brain then produces 100 billion neurons, roughly 250,000 per minute throughout gestation, with peak rates exceeding 500,000. But newly arrived neurons are mere saplings. The critical process begins at 7 weeks, synaptogenesis, forming connections through the first 2 years. With only 80,000 genes, far too few to specify each connection, the brain forces synapses to compete. It's Darwinian. Use it or lose it. Active synapses strengthen. Inactive ones disappear. Children lose approximately 20 billion synapses daily between early childhood and adolescence. Almost every substance in maternal bloodstream crosses the placenta, and timing determines everything. Neural tube defects occur during days 22-28. Folic acid, 0.4 milligrams daily, before conception, reduces first-time occurrence by 60%. Alcohol causes fetal alcohol syndrome in 2 of every 1,000 babies, killing neurons and disrupting migration. Even moderate exposure, 3 drinks daily, reduces IQ by about 7 points. Week-old Phoebe finds comfort in her mother's arms. Touch is one of a baby's most advanced abilities at birth. This sensitivity emerges first. By 5.5 weeks after conception, embryos sense touch to the lips or nose. This rapidly extends throughout the body by week 12, developing head to toe with the mouth being first and most sensitive. Physical contact proves essential across virtually all mammalian species. Without maternal contact, newborn animals often die from failure of basic bodily functions. Rat pups handled briefly each day during their first 10 days show remarkable lifelong advantages: less fearfulness, better stress responses, more anxiety-reducing neurotransmitter receptors, and superior cognitive performance. Babies also crave motion, rocking, jiggling, bouncing. This stems from their highly developed vestibular system, an evolutionarily ancient sixth sense, perceiving body movement and balance, responsive by 10 weeks after conception. Smell travels directly from nose to cerebral cortex. The olfactory system matures early, with fetuses detecting odors by 28 weeks. Newborns recognize their mother's breast odor and prefer unwashed breasts immediately after birth. Taste develops during the third trimester. Human milk contains not just nutrition, but enzymes, immune factors, hormones, and growth factors. Research consistently shows breastfed children demonstrate superior cognitive development, performing better on mental tests in early childhood and academic achievement tests through age 10. Unlike well-developed senses of touch, smell, and taste at birth, vision remains primitive. Newborns see clearly only about 8 inches ahead, yet rapid neuronal wiring transforms vision within months. By 6 months, depth perception, color vision, fine acuity, and eye movement control emerge. The brain devotes more territory to vision than all other senses combined, processing information through 32 distinct cortical areas. As the visual cortex explodes with new synapses between 2 and 8 months, acuity improves from 2600 to nearly adult level. Newborns are drawn to bold patterns, black and white designs, bright colors, faces, and movement, optimized for seeing family faces within reach. Hearing begins early and matures gradually. Babies have 12 weeks of listening experience before birth, already favoring mother's voice and complex sounds like music. Hearing development starts just 4 weeks after conception. By 11 weeks, the cochlea completes its coil. Between 10 and 20 weeks, approximately 16,000 hair cells mature in each cochlea. Fetuses hear by 23 weeks, initially responding only to loud, low-pitched tones. Sounds penetrate the womb remarkably well: mother's heartbeat, blood flow, voice, and external sounds. Fetuses not only hear, but remember. Newborns prefer their mother's voice and distinguish between stories heard repeatedly in the womb versus new ones. Children master language with remarkable ease, speaking in complex grammatical sentences by age 3 or 4 without formal instruction. Suggesting language is an innate human instinct. Language processing occurs primarily in the left hemisphere, with Broca's area managing grammar and Wernicke's area processing word meanings. Babies start with single words, advance to two-word telegraphic phrases, and only after age 3 produce fully grammatical speech. Infants initially distinguish phonemes from any language, but gradually specialize, losing sensitivity to foreign vowels by 6 months and foreign consonants by 10-12 months. Memory develops gradually, with early experiences not retained long-term, a phenomenon called infantile amnesia. Most adults cannot recall events before age 3.5. The brain stores explicit memories, conscious recollections, and implicit memories, unconscious skills, separately, with implicit memories emerging first. Around 8 months, babies develop recall, the ability to remember without direct re-exposure, coinciding with complete hippocampal formation. Emotions dominate early life, with babies communicating through emotional expression before language. The limbic system's lower structures generate universal physical responses from birth, while the upper limbic cortex enables conscious emotional experience and control, developing gradually. Despite their undeveloped limbic cortex, newborns express basic emotions through facial muscles and distinct cries. The first major milestone occurs at 6 weeks with social smiling, genuine responses to social cues appearing universally across cultures. Intelligence development peaks in early childhood as the brain triples in size and forms crucial synaptic connections. The prefrontal cortex, vital for attention, memory, planning, and self-awareness, matures slowly through late adolescence, explaining why young children struggle with time sense and self-control. Intelligence splits equally between genetics and environment, with parents having significant influence during early brain development. Socioeconomic status and parental education strongly correlate with IQ. Firstborns score 3.5 points higher than later siblings, while children born less than a year apart score 4 points lower due to divided parental attention. Prenatal care accounts for up to 20% of IQ variance. Avoiding alcohol and tobacco, taking vitamins, and regular medical monitoring boost cognitive outcomes. Nutrition is particularly crucial from 4 months gestation through age two. Environmental enrichment matters. Children need freedom to explore and varied play materials in safe, organized spaces. However, adult-child interactions prove even more vital. Four key parenting qualities correlate with intellectual success: nurturing, responsiveness, involvement, and demandingness. Formal education plays a critical role. Children lose approximately 6 IQ points annually without schooling, potentially testing in the intellectually disabled range by adolescence if deprived of education. Perfect parenting is counterproductive. Here's the liberating truth. Genetics plays an equal role in development, making it impossible to overcome all natural limitations through parenting alone. Your baby's brain builds itself through an ancient, resilient process refined over millions of years. Your interactions matter profoundly. Every conversation, cuddle, and responsive moment shapes neural pathways. But you don't need to be perfect. You need to be present, responsive, and loving. The brain is remarkably forgiving, designed to thrive in good enough environments. Hold your baby, talk to them, let them explore safely, and trust the extraordinary process unfolding inside their skull. The miracle isn't controlling every aspect of their development, it's witnessing and participating in the most complex construction project in the universe. Your presence creates the foundation for a lifetime of learning. This knowledge should empower rather than overwhelm. Nature has equipped both babies and parents with everything needed for this remarkable journey.